Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, everyone. It's me, your host, Lady Quarterback. It's been a while, and I miss you all so.
Seeking God and really facing with your demons or the things that have caused you to be off course or distracted, whether those are people or things, then mm-hmm. you start to kind of decrease or eliminate things from your circle. Then you need to start saying, okay, Lord, what do you need me to do now? And God will, you won't even have to do anything, I promise you. You're going to have to take some steps, but God is going to start to place people, situations, things in your path that will allow you to find your way. And hey, if you don't mm-hmm. have a mentor or a coach, mm-hmm. you need to get one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to hold you accountable, to make sure that you're not slacking off on whatever goals and dreams that, you know, has been given to you. So that's just some tips or ideas on how to begin that process of seeking out who you are and what you should be doing as a leader in the community.
And you have given so many in one time, just so many at one time. But before you do all of that, you need to make a decision. At the end of the day, it's about making a decision. That's been my thing lately. When I'm speaking to people and they're talking to me, and I'm like, make a decision and do it. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, but you need to decide either way. And once you do it or you don't do it, then you need to be okay with what's coming with your decision. What's coming, what the consequences are for you deciding to or you deciding not to. So those of us that know that we are leaders, that we are influencers, that we create change, we need to make a decision, and we need to do it today. When you talk about that pull, you talk about that that nudge, that being uncomfortable, you know, and usually, quote unquote, I've got my fingers up, quotes, we blame that nudge or that being uncomfortable on something else. We blame it on something negative or, you know, it's something that I'm not doing or something that I should have did and, oh, my God, what's happening? And, you know, we come up with all of these justifications for them. At the end of the day, how do we know that it's not just time for us to move in the directions that we were intended to move? It's just time. Time is just telling you it's time. You've wasted or you've invested too much. Now it's time to act. It's time to make a decision, and it's time to act, and it's time to move. So I love, 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 like I said, you said so many. You said journal. You said to seek God's face. You said to, you know, ask questions about your purpose. You know, don't be afraid to find out why you're here. I think a lot of us are just afraid to find out why I'm here because, see, once I find out, then I'm held accountable for the knowledge that I know. Yeah, that's the whole point of it. The whole point of it is, yeah, because there's somebody, there's a generation that's waiting on you to walk fully in your purpose, to be, and it's nothing. What I had to learn for me was, whatever it is my purpose is, whatever it is my gift to the world is, it's nothing outside of who I am. It's nothing outside of who I was created to be. It's nothing outside of how I deliver my message. I don't have to change the foundation of me in order to be or do what I'm purposed to do. Now, I may have to grow it, cultivate it, it may have to evolve, you know, but the foundation of who I am is who I am. That's the base of who I am. And if I'm grounded and I'm rooted, then, you know, I need to trust what, you know, God has ordained, trust a purpose. Finding someone to hold you accountable, finding an accountability person, Someone is going to make sure you stick to your word. Say what you're going to see. I got so many of those. I got slick, though. I stopped speaking. If I talk to Radio Angel and I tell her something, trust and believe she's going to call me and say, hey, last week you said you was going to write your book. Did you write your book? No, I didn't write my book. Quit calling me. You know what I'm saying? But you do. You're going to have these accountability people placed to say, no, this is what you said you were going to do. This is what you said. And it's a good and a bad. It's a good thing. I'm not even going to say it's a bad thing. The only way that it'll be a bad thing is that if it go against your pride or it'll go against your stubbornness, then it feels bad because you don't want to be bothered. Waving my hand, saying ouch, because that's me all day. But at the end of the day, like Sheree said, this is you. It's time. You got your nudge. You got your signs. God has spoken loud and clear, clear and loud on what you're supposed to do and what direction that you're going in. So we talked about being a leader. Oh, my God. We talked about so much. And I really like how you broke it down on why would God himself, the creator of all creations, not give you anything. And I'm just paraphrasing what she said, but you think about that. He just passed over you, right? You just here, just taking up space, you know, getting on people's nerves or doing whatever it is you're doing. Not necessarily negative. You're a great mother. You're a great husband. You're a great father. You're a good provider. You're a great, you know, matriarch or patriarch. You're the foundation. But God didn't give you anything else. That's it. You're good with money. You're articulate with words. You're a good writer. You're good with children. You're good with older people. You're good with people on the street. You know, you have that influence. And you're not really thinking or looking within yourself to say, this could be something that God has given me to help assist everybody else who has been given the assignment of making change, bring about change. When you said something, we talked a little bit about that, and what I thought about was people not thinking that they are, what's the word I'm looking for, entitled to hold those certain positions, or people not thinking, you know, or thinking that they deserve to be in that position. What would you say to the two or three people on the line or that's listening, what would you say to those people that say, you know what, I really don't deserve that. Wow. I'm not entitled to that. Why should I even seek? Why should I even do that? Why? I'm not entitled. I don't deserve that. What would you say to those people?
And what I would say to those people is it's very powerful that you ask that, because the word deserve means in Latin to serve, right? And a lot of times there are people, it's because of our fears and our doubts, and someone somewhere said, you know, I'm not good enough, you're not good enough. A lot of times that's to kind of go back into our heads and our memory as to why do I feel this way? Why do I think I am not good enough? Why do I think I deserve the least amount of everything? Why do I believe I'm not capable? You didn't just wake up one day and believe that about yourself. Why do you believe that? And really start to ask questions about it. And one of the things that I've learned in questioning and asking those questions myself, because I ask those questions, so whatever I'm telling you to do is something I do too. So I asked myself, I used to always ask myself these questions. Really, Lord, you want me to do what now? Are you serious? Have you seen me? Like, do you know that this is all I am able to do. I am only supposed to be an assistant principal or teach kids. That's it. I am not called to do not one more thing. But I knew that was not true. And if you believe that about yourself, that is not God speaking to you. And I don't care who it is that told you that, whether that was your mama, your father, your absent father, your whoever that person was, your absent mom, your auntie, your uncle, It's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm here to tell you. Because that is not true.
Or you yourself.
I was about to say that.
You'll be quick to tell us exactly.
Oh, your self-talk? Oh, that's a whole other topic, girl. We'll be on here all night. So, what are you saying to yourself? What is your self-talk? And where is that coming from? So, what three things you need to understand is that you are God. One, you are God's beloved, and He loves you unconditionally. You can't do nothing to change that. Okay? You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do to change that. You are His child. He knew about you before you knew about yourself, before your parents knew about you. You are a child of the Most High King. You are His beloved. You are His prince or His princess. You are a child of God. So you are His beloved. So what you're saying to yourself is not true. You have to understand that you're loved. And if you're in a place where you cannot receive love, you can't or give it because of something that happened to you, you are allowing those boundaries and the things that happened to you to prevent you from getting from the number one source of all sources what He wants to give you. So you need to understand that you are loved, period.
Wow.
Put a full stop next to it. Point blank.
Exactly.
You know, the second thing is that you are special and valuable to God.
Mm-hmm.
Special and valuable, right? And you definitely need to understand that. And you definitely need to know. And the third part of that is, so one, you're loved, you're definitely valuable, and there is someone out there who needs something that you have. There's somebody that needs you to come towards them, to stretch your hand out so you can serve them. And if we can stop looking at ourselves and thinking about ourselves all the time, we will understand that you're not saying, I don't deserve this, I don't deserve that. No, let me go over here and serve someone else that could take the focus off me. Because a lot of times you think people aren't paying attention to you, but they are.
Yeah.
You think that something you're going through, you know, there's all these people, they all always seem like they have it all together, you know, tied down, stuff buttoned up. But everybody's going through something. You are living in the world. Unless you are dead, you're going to be going through something. Every morning when you wake up and you have breath in your body, that is a gift. And your gift, you cannot waste your gift. So you need to take advantage of that and making sure that you are utilizing whatever gift God gives you. I don't care if it's you going, if you decide every day, I'm going to open the door for somebody every single day when I see them. I'm going to smile at someone every single day when I see them. I'm going to be at the supermarket and say, thank you. Good morning. I don't care what that is. You need to just do something. You are loved, and so you are also valuable to God, and there's someone waiting for what you have to offer. And so there should be no, if you are going through that, and like I said before, if you're dealing with a situation where you say, I'm not good enough, because I run into people like that all the time, you know, your head is on the floor, you know, basically the floor is like the place that you put your body, your whole body is just not engaging, you're not talking to anyone. You're just, you know, off in the corner suffering by yourself. Listen, we don't all have it together. I'm just letting you know. Right? So we all need help and support from somewhere. You just need to make sure that you're going to people and individuals that are going to not just hold you accountable but love on you and let you know that, hey, it's okay. So, you know, you're feeling like this, but here's a resource. Go over there and get this support. Now, nobody's going to, you know, I don't let people wallow. I have a 24-hour rule with my friends. We do. We have a 24-hour rule because, you know, you go through things. You have a bad day. Certain situations happen. I feel that if you go past 24 hours sometimes, you can get stuck, right? And so a lot of people are stuck. And the longer you stay in that space of negativity and depression or whatever it is that you're dealing with, is the longer you get stuck. And then 10 years have passed by and you're still in the same spot. Right?
Wow.
It's very important that you have to start to monitor and be intentional looking at your circle. Who's around me? You know, John Maxwell always says this, if you're the smartest, if you're the smartest bulb in your circle, the brightest bulb in the circle, you'll need some new bulbs to be around. Just saying. And it's okay. It's fine. I don't care who that is. It's okay. If it's your mama, I'm sorry. You know, we get one mama. You say, hey, mama, I love you, but listen, right about now, I'm going to just have to love you from over here.
Absolutely.
You know? So anyone out there who's feeling you're not good enough, you're not valuable enough, you're not whatever, you are enough. You are enough.
Wow.
Right? You're enough. And I need you to look in the mirror every morning and say, I am enough. I'm enough because I was created by God. I'm enough. Right?
That's
and God will
good.
Meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. He will meet you where you are. As long as you are on your knees, hands up, raised, and you're ready to listen and do.
Yeah, you're ready.
God will meet you where you are.
Wow. Sharice, that was like the bomb, the grenade that was thrown over the bed into the enemy's camp and just debris. I just see all this debris breaking up and all this stuff just flying over because that was like the bomb that you just threw. We're going to take a moment. We're going to let all of that simmer, all of that sit, and we're going to take a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to ask Ms. Sharice to give us some closing remarks and then for her to tell us how we can get in contact with her. And she has some events coming up, so we want to make sure that we get all that good information so that you can go out and support her. And hopefully if you have any questions about the show or if you need to get in contact with her, she'll be available for you. So, because we want you to grow. You know, that's what we do here on the Voices of Hope. We give hope. We give hope, and we bring voices of hope. So to all of us leaders and those of us that are in leadership positions, this show right here was for you. This show tackled everything from procrastination to fear to the feeling of being inadequate. And after this, I pray, believe, and trust God, and I am in expectation that you will never be the same. So after this, she'll come back and give us some more her closing remarks and give us information on how we can reach her and her upcoming events. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
I've been a District 8 resident for the last 10 years, and my mother grew up in Taft. The economy is terrible, people are getting forced out of their homes, and our city is not doing enough to solve the real problems of our district. I'm running because we can do better. Our system works when everyone can afford to live in their apartment, when New York City housing authority is held accountable for their repairs, when everyone receives a living wage, when every senior can afford to age in their homes, when we have an affordable pathway to citizenship, when every public school student can receive a proper education and a quality after-school program, when we pass the right to know law to protect community, and when everyone in this district has access to quality transportation. My opponent's policies are not fair. They rigged the system to benefit the real estate developers and the rich over the rest of us. My policies of safe, permanent, affordable housing, holding NYCHA accountable, an affordable pathway to citizenship, a living wage increase to $20 per hour, helping our seniors to age gracefully in their homes, passing the right to know law to make sure our community is protected, and making sure we have the funds for our public schools so we can have quality after-school programs. I will work to ensure that everyone who lived in this district their whole lives gets the opportunity to stay in the district. My name is Tamika Mapp, running to be your next city councilwoman for District 8. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday, September 12th, and I'm number 2 on the ballot. Thank you.
Now that Cherise has blown up the spot, she threw the grenade, she ripped scabs off of wounds and stitched them up properly, dug out all the infections. On today's show, when I tell you this was a much, much needed show for me, I can speak for me because I know, A, that it's time, B, that I need to get it going, but I just thank you for just confirming so much that I already knew and also equipping me with tools that I can use going forward. So my prayer is that our family gathered something. I know y'all always get something from the show because if you didn't, you wouldn't listen, and you wouldn't come back. All across the country, all across the globe, we have listeners tuning in to the Voices of Hope, and I want to say thank you and that I appreciate you taking your time out. I appreciate our guests for coming on the show, taking time out to share with us nuggets and all this other good stuff that we need in order to make it through this thing called life. I felt a little Prince moment, this thing called life. Ms. Reed, I just want you to give us a couple of minutes, give us some closing remarks on leadership, whatever drops in your spirit, whatever you're led to say, and then tell us, let's do it the other way around. How about you give us information on how we can reach you, tell us about your upcoming events, and then give us the closing remarks.
Okay, great. So, the way you can reach me is I have a website. It is ironsgroupllc.com. So that's ironsgroupllc.com. And one of the events that we have coming up is I will be teaching a mastermind group, and it will be via teleconferencing, so the telephone. And what we'll be talking about, which is perfect what we're talking about today, if you're unsure about your story and your life and whether or not you matter, we will be doing our mastermind group study on the book Intentional Living by John Maxwell. And it talks about actually what's your story. And it really digs deep into that. It'll be a 4-week mastermind. It starts on September 5th. So it's every Tuesday night in September at from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you go on my website, there'll be a tab that says Living Today on Purpose, and that's where you can register for the class. Once you're registered, I get an email that lets me know that you're interested in taking the course. Now, if you want to reach me other than that, my telephone number is 646-220-5889. And then my website, I'm sorry, my email is cirons@ironsgroupllc.com. So if you are interested in contacting me, you can go to my website, visit there. All the information I just gave you is actually on the website. So you can reach out to me, shoot me an email, call me if you need to, you know, utilize my services or anything like that. So that's the first event. If you're going to be in the DMV area, you know, that's D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, on October 19th, we will be, I'll be hosting or facilitating an event at the Best Western Plus BWI Airport North Hotel. And that is at 6055 Belgrove Road in Baltimore, Maryland. And what we're doing there is I will be facilitating the John Maxwell Leadership Game. And that game is designed as I use it as a diagnostic and a pre-assessment tool when I work with corporations, businesses, executive teams, for you to kind of figure out, how's my team doing? Are we good in teamwork? How are we communicating? What do we need to change? How can we improve? And it's in the form of a game and is based on several of the books that John has written, one of those being Becoming a Person of Influence. Another one is The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. The 21 Laws book that I was referring to earlier when I was speaking. Good Leaders Ask Great Questions, the book Intentional Living, Leadership Goals, and Today Matters. So those are the books that game is around. So that's October 19th on Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And it is through my chamber here in Maryland. So if you're a non-chamber member, it's $50. And if you are a chamber member, then the price is $10 less. You can register for that class at www.nancyapplecharliecharliecharlie.com. And once again, if you have any questions or comments or emails and you want to reach out to me, just go on to my website, ironsgroupllc.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions or take any of your you know, interests or calls or anything like that. And that's pretty much it right now that we have going on at the moment, besides all the other things that I do on, you know, this, you know, but just reach out to me if you have questions.
Wonderful, wonderful. With all of that being said, I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful time listening to the show. I'm back. I'm just glad to be back. Thank you so much, Minister Kim. Before we leave, we want Ms. Charisse to close us out with some closing remarks on being a leader. And you all know the drill. Stay tuned for the next segment of Voices of Hope. Ms. Charisse, what you closing us out with? What we got?
Well, I would say this. As leaders or just as people, we need to have some non-negotiables, or we have things that are, you call them your core values, or the things that your value system, your belief system, you know, your values, what are those? You know, what are your non-negotiables or the things that really make you who you are as a leader, things that you know no matter what happens, you will not sway, because those are your non-negotiables. And I think that's something why people struggle, because sometimes they don't know who they are and what they really want. So for me, I have some big things that are huge for me in my life. And one of those things is the word perseverance, right? And leaders have to know how to, you have to be able to, besides the fact that, you know, so perseverance is a big one for me, having integrity, definitely my faith, right? Those are all very big things or values in my space and in my life. But I want to talk about perseverance before we leave. And the reason I want to do that is because there are a lot of people, like you mentioned earlier, who may doubt themselves, who may not be sure where they stand in this world. So perseverance is, for me, I actually created an acronym about this. So every year I come up with one word that guides my year. And for me, 2016 was a year of total and complete perseverance into this year. And so for me, I have, you know, a scripture that I utilize. Usually there's always a song that kind of guides my year, or that God has kind of given me. But last year was about perseverance. And I'm just letting you know, I started my business in January of last year, being out of work from 2015 until I'm talking to you guys today. And I was, severely ill. I think everyone around me didn't think I was going to survive. That's how sick I was, right? Because people have actually verbalized that to me recently, that they felt that way. Now, I didn't feel that way, because I was, you know, really communicating with God, but there, because of how I was feeling and what was happening with me, and people watched me go from being this really active, you know, single mom, doing her thing, all the things that are on paper about my life, that's really my life. It's on paper because that's my life. You know, there's nothing on that paper that's not my life. So perseverance for me means to push through your pain towards your purpose.
Mm.
You have to be able to endure difficulties and challenges with grace. You need to be resilient in the face of change or misfortune, which means you have to be able to not to allow circumstances to dictate your feelings, and you need to recover and adjust when things that happen to you happen. So you have to be resilient. You also have to have stamina, physical and mental, especially mental, because for me, I was having a lot of physical pain. So my mental stamina was key. I had to really, even though it was headaches that I was having, I had to become mentally strong by pouring into myself, reading my Bible, sticking to my courses that I needed to take, and really just spending time with people who really valued me and really added value to my life. You have to also engage in your life or in your business. So if you're owning a business, or, you know, then you need to engage in it. And in your life, no sideline living. You really need to engage in your life. V is for victory. Celebrate your wins along the way, no matter how small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we tend to just, you know, this is not important to me. I'm just going to, you know, this is not a win. No, you need to give yourself a pat on the shoulder every time you have a win. I don't know what that means, what that is for you. Today is a win for me, being able to be on here and pour into other people. A year ago, not possible. I didn't think I would even be able to do something like this. So this is a huge win for me. Empowering those around us to build their confidence. Being responsible for your actions and the decisions you make. Having the right attitude. So A is for attitude. That's important. N is for never giving up on yourself or sometimes other people around you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you quit, that's what you're doing when you quit. And C is being committed and consistent in whatever that is that you do. And always remember to be enthusiastic about life. Because every time you wake up and you're breathing in air, that is a blessed moment and a blessed day because you didn't have to wake up. And I would not want anyone under the sound of my voice right now to show up in front of God at the end of their life with all of their gift boxes still full because they never opened them. So I will just leave you guys with that, just to remember to be persevering. Remember that you have a purpose. Remember that your story matters, that you can be significant, that you are and must always be authentic. Leverage the strengths that you have and sharpen your skills through perseverance, passion, and teamwork. Teamwork is important. You can't do it alone. So with that, I just want to say thank you guys so much for having me on Voices of Hope Radio and Minister Kim and you, LaTanya, for interviewing me today. I really appreciated it. And with that, I'm signing off.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for the next segment of Voices of Hope.
Going on. Well, you're in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Well, since Lady Corback has come back and she's taken extended time, so much extended time that she's actually took time in my space. So, only thing I can tell you guys is go to our website. You know, I've been saying it for the last 3 weeks. That we have a brand new website, themorningglory.org, 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 themorningglory.org. Sorry, I got a little happy there. Listen, everything you need to know about what's going on in the community is right there on our website. So, whereas I usually give you a list of stuff, I don't have to this week because my time was taken back. Lady Quarterback, she came back with, man, she had those shoulder pads on. She took up some of my time, so I had to make this short. So I'm just going to tell everybody, just go to the website. You'll be able to get the prayer information because we have prayer Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we also have praying moms on Monday. So you'll be able to get all that information with all the upcoming events that are happening around our nation. Everyone, have a great Saturday, and I will see you next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Family, have a wonderful weekend.
It's that time of the year again. Do you have a desire to learn more about God's Word? Are you seeking to enrich your spirituality with an education rooted in a Christian perspective? Then the Inspired Word Bible College School of Ministry and Leadership is for you. Registration is taking place right now for the fall 2017 semester. This is the best time to advance your biblical education with an accredited degree. The Inspired Word Bible College offers courses in a variety of formats, presenting the student with the most practical means for learning courses, objectives, and materials. There is a program here at IWBC for everybody. We've created a curriculum that's designed to meet today's demanding lifestyle. The fall semester has these exciting courses, which are live and online: the exposition of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John through Jude, as well as developing the spiritual leader. Can't make it to our live online classes? We've got something for you. Our home study courses are designed specifically with the busy individual in mind. You can take such courses as Biblical Dispensations and Covenants, The Theology of Prayer, Exposition of Ephesians, Developing the Spiritual Leader 1 and 2, the Book of Psalms, plus many, many more. To receive more information about our school, call our executive offices, 347-767-5508, extension 1. Be a part of our growing family, Biblical Excellence for Today's Leaders.
Everybody, what's going on? This show was amazing today. We've gotten so much nuggets today. Sharice Iron came through and she just brought a lot of stuff to the table. I mean, so much to this table that we had to extend the show because she was so full. We love it when guests come and they're full and they're ready to share with you, family, so that you can have a better and wonderful life. Listen, I just suggest that you all go back and re-listen to it because I know that you didn't get every single thing, but there are a few things that you might have missed and that you can definitely get them. So this is the time of the show where we got to say goodbye. I'm so sorry, guys. Well, we're here each and every Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Lady Quarterback. Welcome back. Welcome back off your vacation, Lady Quarterback. Minister Kim is off vacation, too. So, you know, that means that you're not going to hear too much of me. Maybe not. Yay. Have an amazing weekend, everybody. And we'll see you back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a phenomenal show.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.
Grace and peace and good morning, and welcome to this week's segment of the Leader Sanctuary. I am your host, Dr. Thomas Cooper, and it is my pleasure. I am so grateful for this format and this opportunity to be able to come into your homes this morning and share some great and rich principles that will help you become the leader that God is calling you to be in this last day. I always like to thank Minister Kim E. Underwood and Sister Kim Sutter and the entire Morning Glory International Radio Show for the opportunity to come into your homes and be able to share in this particular broadcast. Understand that as God is developing you and as God is molding you to become the leader, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that, and this segment is reserved especially for you. It's reserved to help you get to the place that God is calling you. So let's get started on this morning. If you've been listening to all of the other segments, you know that we've been in a particular vein. We've been dealing with what is leadership. We've been dealing with what is spiritual leadership and why it's important in this day and time. We've been talking about the characteristics of spiritual leadership. And in our last segment, many of you will remember, in our last segment, we were giving you some leadership principles and insight from the Apostle Paul, and we were basing it out of the scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. And we were dealing with some things that pointed to the development of the spiritual leader and the qualifications that that spiritual leader should have. And we dealt with social qualifications, we dealt with moral qualifications, and we dealt with mental qualifications. But in today's segment, we're going to focus on another three. We're going to focus on the fact of personality qualifications, domestic qualifications, and maturity, okay? The mature individual as a leader. Because what we must understand that the personality of the spiritual leader influences others. Never think that because God has you at a particular place that you're just doing it so that you can bring attention to yourself. It is never about you, okay? So understand that if God is changing you from the inside out, the spiritual leader, you are influencing others because what goes on inside of you should be reproduced in others. And as God deals with me on the inside, his influence that has penetrated my spirit, that has been empowered me by the Holy Ghost, of the same principles that I should be reproducing in others. As I reproduce in you through this broadcast, you reproduce in others. Because as the leader gives control of their life, as I give control of my life, as you give control of your life over to the Holy Spirit, it's the spirit power that flows through you and flows through others. Okay, so let's look at this. I know that we read it in our last segment, but I want to read it again in this segment as we deal with the personality qualifications, as we deal with the domestic qualifications, and as we deal with the maturity qualifications. Here's what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. He says, "A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, nor greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own home, having his children in subjection with all gravity." Verse 5, "For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." So, the first thing that we want to talk about on today, first thing that we want to deal with on today, as we mentioned at the top of this broadcast, is the personality, okay? The personality of the spiritual leader, okay? We want to talk about the personality of the spiritual leader, because understand that as we deal with these particular things, there are things about us that we need transformed in order to become who God has called us to be.
So when we talk about the personality qualifications, understand that there's something has to change about you. Because if you would rather pick a fight than solve a problem, you should not be considering spiritual leadership and specifically spiritual leadership in the church. Why? Because the Christian leader must be gentle and not a lover of controversy. Because understand, the gospel was built and based on love. And this is what we should be reproducing in those that we lead. Okay? So the spiritual leader must be actively considerate, not merely passive, and certainly not withdrawn. Always seeking a peaceful solution and able to diffuse an explosive situation. The leader must also show hospitality. So understand that there is an accountability that goes with being a leader. You cannot want it just for spotlight. You cannot want it just to be seen. But you must understand that you are held to a certain level and that there should be a product that's coming out of you. So we have the personality qualification. And now we want to look at the domestic qualification. Okay? What does that say to us? The Christian leader who is married must demonstrate an ability to manage his own family well and see that his or her children obey him or her with proper respect. Okay? So now we see that there is accountability, that you are being called to a greater level of leadership. Okay? You don't just pop up and just overnight become a leader that God trusts you at a certain level of leadership. There is always this testing period. We were teaching last semester in our seminary. We were teaching the tests that leaders go through. And one of those things is that God tests you on a certain level. He tests your patience. He tests you to see if you're able to handle something on one level, to see if you can go to the next level. So here in this particular scripture, Paul urges that the spiritual leader have a well-ordered home where mutual respect and there is a supportive harmony. Those things are keynote in their home first before there could be an expectation on the outside. And Paul says failure to keep home in order has kept many, many ministers and missionaries and evangelists from their full potential. Because if you can't handle something on a lower level, you absolutely positively are not going to be able to handle it on a greater level. Amen? So we looked at the personality qualification. We're looking at the domestic qualification. And now we want to look at one of those that I feel is so important, maturity qualification. Because we are living in a time where so many people want to take on titles and take on responsibilities, but they have not gone through the process in order to be able to lead at that level. So when it comes to maturity, the qualification of maturity for that spiritual leader, you must understand that spiritual maturity is an indispensable position or trait of good leadership. A novice or a new convert should not be pushed into leadership. They've got to be purged of some things. They have to go through the fire of some things before a responsibility is released to them in order to be able to lead on a certain level. Okay? They need to go through the process. They need to be disciplined. There are certain things that they need to be told no about so that they can grow in specific areas of a life. So understand, a plant needs time to take root and come to maturity. And so it is when we grow spiritually, and especially when we're growing as a spiritual leader. And the process cannot be hurried. The seed must take root downward before it can bear fruit upward. Did you hear what I said? That's tweetable, that's Instagrammable, that is Facebookable. A seed must take root downward before it can bear fruit upward. You must understand that there has to be some things that have to be deposited in us before we can become who God has called us to become. This is why you can never discount the trial. Never discount the opposition that come against you. Never discount the stormy days, because God has a plan for everything that you go through. Paul here now warns that the person not ready for leadership and thrust into the role may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. And that's in 1 Timothy, the verse we read earlier, chapter 3, verse 6. So here's what Paul says about that new convert. He says a new convert does not yet possess the spiritual stability essential for leading people wisely. It is unwise to give a key position to to new converts because they have not arrived at a place to be able to make wise decisions in certain situations. I pray that this segment has been a blessing to you. We always, always get to a place where it's getting good, but we have run out of time. So please, please tune into our next segment, and we're going to go to the next level in this particular teaching, and we're going to go to the next level so that you can become that strong, that effective leader that God has destined you to be before the foundation of the world. God bless you, and we will see you in the next segment.
This is the plot that we can all share in. It's always a celebration. When those that don't know Christ comes to Christ, the angels rejoice. So right now, we want to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by acknowledging your sins, acknowledging Him as your Father, acknowledging Jesus Christ as His Son. Then God has accepted you as His very own. Father, we thank You for every new covenant. We thank You, O God, for the mercy that's upon them. Father, we pray, O God, that they will get to know You and have an intimate relationship with You. We pray, Father, Lord God, that You will encamp angels around them to protect them from seen and unseen dangers, from the self-destruction and the outward destruction that we face each and every day. I pray, oh God, that You incline their ears to hear and know Your word. I pray for revelation to take place even now in their life. I also pray, God, that they will find a church family, that they will find a covering, God, that will lead them to You, even in the hardest day of their life, that they know that You are there. You are the rock. We thank You and we rejoice in Jesus' name. Amen. We've had an awesome time with you today, and we hope you did too. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.